USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge ruled that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release because of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lambeth is a victory for Bolton in a case that involved the core First Amendment and national security concerns. But the judge also made it clear his concerns that Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States by taking it upon himself to publish his memoir without formal clearance from a White House that says it's still reviewing it for classified information. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, depicts a president whose foreign policy objectives were completely linked to his own political gain. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korea's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As summer begins, it's Father's Day weekend, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has information on a survey about the day.
More than half of the Americans surveyed who say they'll celebrate Father's Day say they'll be doing so virtually this year because of COVID-19. The National Retail Federation's annual Father's Day survey also found 77% of consumers will do something for the holiday, but 58% say they won't be doing it in person. I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of Seattle business owners are now warning the city that they're facing a mass exodus as homelessness, drugs, and gangs have taken over the downtown area. And on Fox News, Seattle business owner Joey Rodolfo said the city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over that area, now called the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, otherwise known as CHOP.
In the last 3 years, I've seen the crime rate surge, homelessness slash drugs and gangs take over our downtown, not to mention the destruction of property that's happening here in Seattle and with no consequences. So if you're a store owner or a restaurant in Seattle, these are very, very difficult times.
The protesters, known as CHOP, initially sealed off a 6-city block area in front of the police department's East Precinct following protests over the death of George. Rodolfo said he's asked the mayor many times for help and has not heard back, and so now he plans on moving to Arizona. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.